You want the number of a local taxi firm or restaurant, but are you happy to put up with something like this?
Please listen to this short announcement from our sponsor before I give you your number. Press 1 at any time to take up the sponsor's offer.
Getting a chip repaired can stop it turning into a crack. Don't wait until it's too late. Press 1 now.
A new directory inquiry service launches today with a twist. It's free, but you have to listen to a full 20-second advert before you get hold of your number. The new service is called 0800 100 100. We asked what ads are so bad that you wouldn't listen to them even for 80p. Bob says, I'd rather see double than be forced to listen to Sheila's Flaming Wheels.
Nalin Kent says, any 118 118 ad.
Yes. Andy from Fleetwood says, can I listen to 10 ads and they pay me £8? I think the answer to that is no chance. Let's talk to Eddie Murphy, who's a telecoms analyst with Priory Consulting. Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning.
Is this a totally new business model then?
Well, it's not a totally new business model. Advertising-funded businesses have been around for a long time. If you look at the newspaper industry, or, excuse me for saying this, on the BBC commercial television, it's a newer sort of service in directory inquiries, although it has been going in the United States for a little while. And also, quietly, 118118 has actually been doing it, but not marketing it.
That's interesting, because if you look at the charges, the most popular service, and there can be more than this, 69p a call, and it can be above 70p, it does seem like a lot to pay when you could just listen to an ad.
That would be the higher end of the market. There are about 400 different directory inquiry suppliers out there, so that is definitely the higher end of the price range.
Well, what's the cheapest you can get when you're actually paying for it?
Well, now you can get it for free by listening to an advert, but I mean, you can pay as little as 20 or 25p for a number as well.
But if it's just listening to an advert, surely this will totally undermine all the other providers who won't be able to levy those charges. I don't know how it's done in the States.
It certainly has been a very successful business model in the States, and it's grown a lot in the last 6 months. It depends on the customer's preferences. I actually tried the service last night, and what you played was pretty much along the lines of what you experience. A 20-second advert is not a big problem, and so if you're going to get the service for free, then many people will find that attractive.
It does make you think, why didn't someone think of this before?
I think, well, there's a lot of things need to be put in place, and we've seen a lot of fragmentation of the advertising industry over the last few years, with a lot of advertising revenues going to the web, and I think people are becoming more creative about how they place their advertising.
I mean, directory inquiries has been a big business, hasn't it? Isn't 118118 going to be in trouble and the like of?
Well, as I say, they've already been quietly doing this, so it wouldn't surprise me if they started marketing more aggressively if this service turns out to be successful.
All right,
Eddie.
In fact,
BT are also looking at doing it.
Okay. What ad would you pay 80p not to have to listen to?
Do you know, I was trying to think of that. I think some of the ones that have been suggested already have been quite good candidates.
Yes.
But I think my tolerance of ads is probably better, higher than most people you've already interviewed.
Well, Bill's isn't that high. He texts in saying the Churchill dog needs putting down.
I would be more willing to give 80p than never to listen again to that annoying M&S ad. Did go on, didn't it?
Yeah, that's from Mark in Castleford. That's it from us now. Don't forget you can suggest stories for...